You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Ripship with Plume on Europa, and we have got Ripship on the line. Kia ora Callum and Eva Ray, how are you?
Morning Rachel, we're good.
That's good to hear. It's nice to chat to you guys, it's been a wee while, and you're playing a gig tonight, which is awesome. A spaced out, socially distanced, good time at the Tuning Fork, which is part of Thursday's I'm In Love. You're going to be playing with Lips and Louisa Nicklin. That's a pretty stacked lineup.
Yeah, we are absolutely stoked. We'd be paying good money to see these guys.
Exactly.
If we weren't playing.
It's a bonus for you as well. You've been busy since we last spoke. I think you're in the process of recording new music at the moment.
We are, yeah. We've recorded most of an album and we're just finishing it off the next few days, including today.
That's very exciting. What's the process for writing a Ripship track like?
Just fuck around with guitar pedals.
Guitar tones. Guitar tones first.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
put it to a beat, and then
a strange sci-fi concept to match.
Yeah.
Where did the sci-fi begin for you guys? Because I think it's one of the things that I love the most about your band is it's so awesome and like otherworldly. Where did the love of sci-fi begin?
Well, I think when we first got together, we were like, oh ha ha, like guitarist boy and drummer girl, let's make silly dumb sci-fi music. And
excellent.
For some reason people actually started liking it, and now we're kind of stuck.
We also realized that we don't know how to write anything else at this point, so
yeah, it's escapism. It's yeah. Like for us, I think it's a lot easier to write about silly ludicrous stuff than emotionally sincere stuff.
You can hide a little bit of that under the sort of silly ludicrous.
It's a niche.
Yeah.
I really like it, and I like that, you know, as a listener, you kind of get to project whatever you want onto it. You've given us a narrative, but it's broad enough that it's up to interpretation. When you're writing, do you have like very strong stories that you're kind of thinking about, or do you start with ideas and themes that you're working on?
I think a lot of them come from stories that already exist. A lot of it's like inspired by Asimov, or some of our new stuff is very Ian Banks, or Lovecraft, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
there's a few personal experiences, but very few far between.
Really hidden.
Yeah.
So it starts with guitar tones and a bit of a story, and then where do you go with it?
I mean, that's it. It's
that's
pretty shallow,
it.
To be honest.
Yeah. Well, you know, we try to keep it, because there's just two of us.
Yeah.
I think I personally spend a lot of time really trying to craft some drums that are kind of unusual and hold your attention, because I guess we're just hyper aware that being a two-piece, we want to give you a big sound. So once we have that guitar tone, we want to give you lots of vocals, vocoder, big, complicated silly drums that I would never...
We try to fill in all the frequencies.
Yeah,
all the
exactly.
Gaps.
Well, it works very well. And I think that is... I think the first time I saw you play, I didn't actually realise it was just the two of you. And then when you came out, I was like, oh, hang on a second. I was imagining like a six-piece band or something going on here. It's a lot of noise to come from two musicians. What did you guys grow up listening to? Did you ever sort of like expect that you'd be making this kind of sci-fi hard rock?
Not at all.
My parents have a great music taste, so I listened to BFM every day for my whole childhood in the kitchen. So that was kind of my musical education, but I rebelled by listening to terrible radio rock.
It's got to be done.
In my tweens, Linkin Park
and
stuff.
We've all been there.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Linkin Park.
And now I've come full circle, and I'm back on the BFM. Mum and Dad were right.
Mum and Dad were right. Linkin Park was just a phase that lives deep in your heart, I'm sure.
It does, it does. And, you know, if it comes out at the right time, I will scream every lyric.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, as well.
How about you, Callum? What did you sort of, like, what was your sort of first kind of foray into music listening and playing?
Good question. I started with, like, all the classic rock bands, like Led Zeppelin and you know, The Doors, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought, like, math rock and, like, emo stuff would be my calling.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm just not talented
so
enough
angsty
to be able to play that kind of stuff. So I went back to the riffs for Ripship. So
excellent.
Just threw a dozen guitar pedals.
Where did Ripship as a name come about?
I think it's still canonically a secret.
Okay, well, we'll leave it there. One time we played a Ripship song before we had Paula Bennett on the show, and she was very concerned that the name was not Ripship, but maybe Ripshit, and she was like, what did you just say? And it was probably one of the most hilarious interactions I've ever had with a politician. So thank you for that. Really appreciate it.
It's all right, Paula, if you're listening. Everyone gets that wrong.
We get it all the time. Well, we had never heard the phrase Ripshit and Bust until
after
we named our band Ripship. And then suddenly, like, all these people over 40
all these
started
dads
being like, Ripshit and Bust? And I was like, what? What
no,
is that?
It's completely unrelated, but maybe a little bit cheeky. If you ever see us in person and ask what the name of the band is, maybe we'll spill.
Aha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't have mum and dad listening.
Nice. Okay. That's very good to know. If you head along to the gig tonight, maybe you can find out the secret. I'm keen to hear about the recording you guys have been doing. What's the new album shaping up like?
It's sounding really good. It's all killer, no filler, which is exactly what we wanted.
Awesome.
Yeah, we weren't very happy with the way the EP turned out. I know you guys stream
it
a lot, which I love. But we wanted to make it a whole lot better, better quality. Songs that we really liked.
We're doing
front
it
to back.
Proper.
Yeah, we're doing it really professionally this time. So
who are you working with?
We're working primarily with Peter Ruddle.
Awesome.
So he's recording us. He's going to be producing as well. We've did a little bit of recording with Ryan Brand as well at Cordial Studios. So it's a bit of a collaboration.
Yeah, Peter's got a great ear, and it's really nice to work with him because he's heard us live.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a lot about that. Well, that's kind of a lot of what we strive for, or what we're striving for on this album, is to sound like we sound live.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's a good goal to have, and it's quite hard to achieve, but you're right, Peter is really good at making that work in the recordings he does and the producing hat he puts on. He has got a very good ear for that, so I'm excited to hear what this new music sounds like. Have you got any deadlines, dates that you can sort of tease us with at the moment?
I think we're saying, like, mid-year release, probably
cool.
Around June, July would be my guess. Yeah, we're at the very final stages of recording, and then it'll be mixing and then mastering and then promo and all that, so it
yeah.
takes a long time, but this year I can confidently say it'll be out this year.
Awesome.
Which I've been saying for the last couple of years, but
this is the one.
This time's for real.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, tonight you are playing at the Tuning Fork. For anyone who's feeling well and able to head out, it's going to be a really special gig with Louisa Nicklin and Lips. Fantastic bands
yes.
on the lineup alongside you. I think there are still tickets left, but you better be quick because I think it's selling pretty well. So head over to Moshtix, I believe, if you want to get your hands on those.
I think we just got an update, actually, which is that
they've sold out.
We've sold,
oh, it's sold out. Oh my goodness!
So I'm sorry, listeners, but there are future Thursdays I'm in Love gigs.
Yay! That is awesome, and good for you guys to have a sold out gig in the middle of a pandemic is a pretty special thing. So I hope
yeah.
you enjoy
we're
it
very
tonight.
Lucky.
It's easier when it's distance because the capacity is smaller in a way, but then I guess there's less people who are well and feeling like heading out.
It'll be a special time this evening for sure. It's just great to be able to hear music and see it happening despite all the odds stacked against it at the moment. And I'm super excited to hear new stuff from you guys. But right now we're going to listen to a BFM classic, Man After Man. Thank you very much, Callum and Eva Ray, for speaking with us, and good luck with finishing off the new record.
Thanks,
thank
Rachel.
You.
Better in humans, the father to meet. How long it's been. far we'd go for something to eat. Better are humans, the farther we meet. How long it's been, we no longer know. Mountains of flesh, takers and crows. How far we'd go for something to eat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.